Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the hiatus edition of The Lost Podcast.
So there's no recap?
No recap.
We're not doing a recap.
We can recap ourselves. That's kind of boring.
I don't know if I can do a podcast without doing a recap.
We do. We have one a week where we do one and one where we don't.
Are you sure? Because I hear we just do recaps.
No.
Okay.
No.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. Everybody out there, hope you're enjoying this little hiatus.
How could they be enjoying the hiatus?
You know, I've kind of liked the hiatus so far. It's been a nice little break. Not, I can just focus on my studies, my school studies.
Well, you have your Voodoo Kill Claire doll. You have a
no,
you
have I little, don't have
you
one.
You have a doll over here. It looks like Claire, and you have like needles in it.
I count down the days till she dies. No,
you're just evil.
No, I've kind of enjoyed that. It's gave me some time to kind of get my thoughts back in order because you know the season's blown me away so far. So it's gonna be kind of.
It's only been eight. It was only eight episodes.
Don't even start talking, okay? Because after the Constant, you were just out of it for like the rest of the episodes. You're just done.
I was worn out.
You were done.
I was spent. I couldn't take anymore.
So, it's a short hiatus, and I don't mind it too much, because it's going to be back in, 2 weeks anyway. So.
And then we're off for, 7 months?
7 months, yep.
Wow. That's a long time.
It's a really long time. It's
gonna and then 2 years from there, after that, we'll be off forever.
Forever. But that's a long ways away, so we don't have to worry about that
yes.
right now.
Pretty exciting.
Exciting. Why is it exciting?
I don't know.
Okay.
Aren't you looking forward to the day it ends? Lost ends?
I don't know. It'd be kind of a bittersweet day. Because we want to stay up late. Well, I wanted to stay up late. And
what are you talking about? I don't even go to sleep.
Well, because you just don't go to sleep anyway. I don't go to sleep because I have to work on this.
Well, yeah. Wah.
It's the difference there.
Hey, you know, when Lost comes back, it's not coming on until 10 o'clock.
I know. Good God. I'm never going to be able to take a shower.
So people who are sitting next to Jay in class... Hey, I'm sorry. I like to apologize in advance. No, you'll get that Axe spray.
And yeah, that stuff's kind of gross, though. It kind of
you'll be like a clone man who works at the rink and does a Married Man podcast with us.
But not to name any names.
I'm not going to mention his name.
But so today's show is going to be kind of an easy hiatus show. It's going to be all listener feedback.
Yes, we have a few emails
and the phone calls. I just took a whole chunk of phone calls. I didn't even sort through them. So
basically, you did nothing.
No filters. I wanted like one time.
Now, hold on a second.
One time that whole set of calls with no filters. Like everyone that called in this certain time period where I download these calls.
I've been waiting
on the show.
Waiting patiently for about an hour. And you said I'm listening to the phone calls. So you just lied to me.
No, I started listening to them. Like, and I was like, all right, the rest of these are going into.
Wow.
Because I'm tired.
Well, you did have an exciting week. You got to shake someone's hand.
Friday was like a pretty insane day.
What day was it?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday of this week, April 4th, I woke up.
Got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Did you shower?
Yes, I did shower.
Okay.
But I walked to class and it was canceled. Like, why is class canceled? It doesn't make any sense. So then
Now, a normal kid would be, cool, class is canceled.
Well, because usually our teacher will tell us, hey, class is going to be canceled, or he'll put a note on the door or something. But it was just nobody there. And I was like, okay, class is canceled then. So then I went back to
you know that
apartment.
Happened to Will Smith in his last movie.
Really?
He just woke up and nobody was there.
Oh. But then I went back to my apartment. Then I went back for my next class, and then on the note said, "We'll be back after the Clinton speech." I was like, "Clinton?" And I was like, and I think a mom called me earlier the week, and she said that President Clinton was going to be there. And
yes.
I was like, "Oh wow, he's here." I was like, well, "He's a former president. I've never seen a president before."
No, that's not true.
Oh, I'm sorry. We saw.
You saw 41.
George. Yeah. First George Bush at the All-Star Game
right.
in 92.
With Ted Williams.
At Jack Murphy Stadium.
Right, Jack Murphy Stadium, yes.
But this is like the first time I actually get to see a president speak and everything and stuff like that. So like, you know, I'll go check that out. It seems like cool. And I'm not, otherwise I'd just be sitting in this room doing nothing. So I walk in.
Or you can be listening to phone calls.
Yeah, I catch the tail end. I almost got all of it, all of the speech. So they must have had like a bunch of speakers before President Clinton. And then he starts shaking people's hands. I was like, you know, I'm going to try and get in there and shake his hand. So I just kind of went straight up and I shook President Clinton's hand. So regardless of what your political whatever is, it's still a president. And it was still really cool to be able to
there's
shake
only
the
been
president's
40, hand. There's only been 43 of them.
Exactly. And I can say I actually shook hands with one. So that was pretty cool.
I think the cool thing is he asked you to be his intern. Is that true?
No, that's not no? true. No, no. Even though he said he paid me like $106 million or something like that. No, but that I thought that was pretty cool. Just kind of random. It was like, hey, I shook a president's hand today.
Not bad.
It's pretty cool. And
it doesn't happen every day.
No, it doesn't. And so then that night, I also got tickets to see one of my favorite bands, the Mars Volta. So I drove to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, is that who you went to go see?
Yeah, the Mars Volta. Went about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to Myrtle Beach. Met up with my sisters who were there anyway. They're doing a little spring break thing. And me and my sister and her friend went to go see the Mars Volta. And they were awesome. Did a 3 hour show, nonstop music. They didn't stop playing for 3 hours.
Even when they were cussing at the guy that yelled at him?
Yeah. But the way they do it is he plays. Like some of the instrumentalists will just be playing music like in between like the songs, and it'll always kind of have this whole flow to it. It's really cool. What's wrong?
Not comfortable.
Oh yeah, your headphones are kind of falling apart.
Yeah, I'm a little weak here. I got one headphone with foam on it. The other one's just a hard plastic thing. The things I do. I know you have some big fluffy ones over there.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was pretty cool. Great concert. 3 hours straight of hard rock and roll.
So that's pretty cool. You got to go to a concert.
Got to go to a concert.
And then you got to
meet a former president, shake a hand of a former president.
And, wow, that's pretty good.
What did you do on Friday?
I reffed. I reffed 3 games on Friday.
Uh huh.
Oh, then I had to open up the rink Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. I know you had like a nervous breakdown.
I lost it. Uh huh. So I have to open up the rink on Friday morning. I'd be there. I get there about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I stay there about 10:30. I come home, sleep for a few hours. I have to go back to the rink because no one can make ice. So I ref 2 more games, make the ice, stay there, make the ice at 10 o'clock, ref the game. I got to close the rink. I also had to be back the next morning at 5 o'clock, open up the rink, and ref 4 more games. Well, the stupid Olympia, which is a Zamboni, like a Zamboni.
It's like the difference between like a Mac and a PC. PC is cheaper, but it breaks apart. It's a piece
Olympia,
of crap.
I might be... ruining a potential sponsor here. Piece of junk. I've never liked it. We've been having problems with it for months. I've been saying for months, hey, this thing is going to leave someone stranded on the ice one of these days. Well, it did. And it was me. And so I'm trying to, I had 3 laps to go. I'm just lost it. I'm just like, I don't know.
You heard you're like taking pieces apart and throwing them across the ice.
Well, there's this thing you have to, I'm trying to pump up the conditioner, which is the blade lays the water and also cuts the ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to have a little pump. Well, the pump's not working, so your mom says something. I go, it's not working. In so many words. I said, it's not working, dear. So I take the thing and just throw it across the ice and throw it again, and then basically just... When I'm having an episode, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me. Just let me go. And finally, after about a half hour, I got the thing started.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah. It was frustrating. That was so. You had a great weekend.
I did. I did.
And I had to ref 7 games and
have a nervous breakdown
with a stupid five ton machine. And she goes, she was going to call Russ the Canadian. I said, "What is Russ going to do?"
In so many words.
So many words.
All right. So that was.
Yeah. So.
So I think I win.
Yeah, I think you win just by a little bit. So, and then to top it off, I have headphones that only have one little foam thing on there.
I'm sorry, I was gonna bring my spare set of headphones, but
why do that?
I've had to my apartment, so I feel bad for you. Really, I do. All right, so we have a lot of calls today.
You can tell we don't have a recap because we have no idea where the show's going.
Yeah, I have a lot of calls. Everyone that called in, I think in the past 9 days, made it on the show. And I got some emails, too. So, Jack, what do you say we get to listener feedback?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great listener feedback to get it to. We're going to do our emails first.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't you go ahead?
All right, hold on.
What? Why did you smack me in the head?
I told this person I'd smack you in the head.
Thanks. I'm not going to do this show anymore.
Well, there's a reason behind it.
Okay, all right, let's get to that.
Hi, Jack. I know you're the one that reads the emails. How are you? I'm doing...
Hey, I read the emails, too. I just don't respond
to
the majority of them.
It's still funny, though, how I answer them, and then, hey, thanks, Jay. Anyway.
I usually just respond to the technical ones or the more
I send them on to you. Well, the reason I had to smack you in the head is from Coco from Venezuela.
Okay.
She was a little upset that you titled the last episode, Adios, Carl.
Ah.
So she downloads the iTunes feed without actually watching the episode first. And
actually, I talked to her last week and she yelled at me.
Yeah, it said, adios, Carl. So I said I would smack you in the head. So
thanks, Coco. Actually, I talked to her and I said, that was our Monday show. So that was a couple, that was like 4 days after.
You know what? Some people, and I had to quickly say, I go, sometimes I give you an idea or something like that. I had no idea what you're going to say on that one, but I would have said something like adios water bottle. I think that would have been better than that. So I thought I'd smack you in the head.
Yeah. So it's like 4 days afterwards. I'm sorry. Okay. But that's, I mean,
geez, way to spoil everybody.
But remember, we had one episode where it was like, holy crap, Locke just got thrown out of the window. So sometimes it just happens.
Well, you know, the worst part about that one, Carl doesn't die to the end. Well, allegedly. We don't know if he's dead yet.
He's dead.
But, you know, I got to talk with most people, though. Nobody cares that Carl died. No. Nobody. I mean, I got to admit, I never liked Carl either. He just seems like...
You feel bad that nobody cares?
No, I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I've been answering the email. You know, I just didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't really care either.
Good. Bye.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, it didn't really
just
affect me.
It didn't faze me. I'm...
Actually, we have a call about that later.
Really?
Yeah. All right,
Well, I watched it again today. I still laugh at that water bottle scene. He just looks at the water bottle.
Because if he knew what was going on, he wouldn't have died and they needed him to
but
die.
But I was trying to figure out the angle of the water bottle, how it didn't hit him the first time. The shot. He had the water bottle like this.
Well, maybe it was like, I don't know, it hit it and then it shanked inside there or something. And another way, because it was a really strong water bottle.
It's like the magic bullet that hit Kennedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, my turn. About the Lost, Episode 7. Hi, this is Soo-yeon Kim from South Korea, where Sun and Jin came from. Ha ha ha. Love your podcast. Listen to yours every single day, again and again. I want to tell you something. At the beginning of Episode 7, Ji-yoon... when Sun took her wedding ring from the hospital plastic bag thingy, the name on the bag was not her name. Her name in Korean is Sun Ah-kun. Kwan. I'm sorry, Sun Ah-kwan. But the name on the bag was Sung Hae or Hai Kwan.
That's why I gave you this one.
I think there's something about it, so I ask you, Jack, to think of some theory, please. Or not. It would be like a huge pleasure if you say something about her name on your next podcast. It could just be like a typo kind of thing.
Or maybe it's not.
And this is not like huge, but the women in Korea don't change their names when they get married. So Sun's name has to be Sun on Pike. I'm sorry.
So
Sun I Pike.
So is that true? Do we know that for a fact? They don't change their name?
I guess that's what she says. She's from South Korea.
I wouldn't know. So
you guys rock, Sue.
Well, that's cool info.
Yeah. See, it is. All right.
We have another. This one we actually read on the podcast that never
ended.
The podcast that never appeared. The podcast we had trouble with that never came
out. Oh, that's right. Yeah, long lost podcast.
Yeah, the one we worked on it twice and
yeah,
never came out.
Episode. I think that's episode 13. Was it 13 that never? All right, but keep talking.
I'll okay. Well, you know what's funny about that?
What?
I drew a blank on it. I was going to say anyway.
The long lost episode. What
was funny was that. The fact that you had a spoiler name in that one, too.
I did?
Yeah, you had a spoiler name picked out for that one, too. But
no, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
We never got a name for it.
Ruining everyone. I still can't believe you ruined everyone's... Never thought about it. When you say adios, Carl, you just ruined it for
people. 15. There was no 15. So episode 15 is the lost episode.
Lost forever. So people will go, wow, that was going to be my favorite episode.
Maybe that'll like show up like a year from now, like a special hidden feature.
Wouldn't it be funny if it did show up?
Yeah.
I did think it was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
No, it was horrible.
It was pretty bad, because I was going to have to like take out the last half anyway.
Well, I think the worst part is we recorded it apart from... Well, no, did we record it here?
Yeah, we recorded it apart from each other.
Apart from each other.
Yeah, which that's is always, what was wrong. It's like your audio died out like halfway through or something.
Yeah, conveniently died out. You probably just shut me off and just start...
It was probably a good thing.
Okay. Well, this one was from Tara.
Okay.
And it was something that we were being unfair to Super Kate. First, you complain that she's no one on the island talks to each other, and then you complain that she's tattling on people. And I think it was more you than me because
yeah.
I pretty much got Super Kate's back.
You do.
It was more Jay than me, but I kind of complained a little bit about it.
Well, see, here's the thing: it seemed like whatever Kate was doing was more in her own like wanting to spite people interests than. Really the interest of the people like Sun. She was pregnant and she's going to go send her to Crazy Locke, who she knows is crazy because she's dealt with him already.
But that's your boy.
I know it's my Borat, but he's, I can still say he's crazy because he's kind of crazy right now.
But she doesn't trust Juliet. So maybe she's trying to get her away from crazy Juliet.
No, she. I think she just wants to spite Juliet because she doesn't like her.
But do we know that we can trust Juliet? Look what Juliet did in that episode.
What?
She totally...
Sun had it coming.
Oh, not that.
Sun had it coming. Sun was being bullheaded and she wasn't listening.
So I'm going to go up and say that you had an affair. I still don't understand why Sun just didn't go, what?
Yeah, she could have lied.
She's an other.
But see, now it's out in the open and it's taken care of. And
Jin's dead.
We don't know when Jin dies.
Do we know he dies?
Or if he didn't die. We don't know what happens.
Is that going to be the title of this episode? Jin dies?
No.
Coco, don't listen to this episode. Don't download it.
No, but yeah. But yeah. No, I think she wasn't really acting in the best interest of Sun. Like, I'm giving you this information because it's going to help us all. She's just more doing it because she didn't like Juliet.
Well, first, she said, you complain about people not coming forward.
That's more
and
you. That's more you.
That is more
in
me.
In all fairness.
Okay, that's true. But it's Super Kate, and I think Kate's... only time I complain about Super Kate is when she turned her back on Charlotte and Daniel Faraday. That was not very super.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of stupid. You know, you don't turn your back on the enemy and, you know, all that stuff.
I agree.
Anyway, this last email is from... it's from Billiam.
Okay, or just Bill, probably.
Bill, probably, yeah. It says, hey, Jay and Jack, I'm not quite 18 as of now, and I was wondering if I could still call the show and possibly play it on the podcast.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there's no reason. There's no rules.
We've had people that are like, I think, 8 or 9.
Yeah. We don't hold... It's, you know, it's kind of the luck of the draw thing.
Yeah. Like, it's like I listen to all the calls, and it's I usually try and pick out ones that are say the most in the shortest amount of time so I can get as many in as I can. But it's all, you know.
It does help if you say Jay is the greatest. Because since Jay does listen to the calls, he does like to hear that, and he gets a good smile on his face. Oh, everyone likes me. It does help.
It doesn't.
It does.
It does not.
Yeah.
Don't spread rumors. All right.
Rumors that are true, but no, there's no. Do you like shorter calls? Like a what's the time frame?
I usually give it around 2 minutes.
Okay.
If it gets longer than 2 minutes, then it takes up time for people to put other calls in. And sometimes there'll be one kind of theory that a lot of people have, so I'll try and pick the one that does it in the shortest amount of time and kind of the less rambling.
It also depends on the episode, too. Like, the constant.
Yeah.
There was, 300-plus calls?
Yeah, there was just an insane amount of calls, and there's just no way to really...
Now, the last couple episodes, there's only been, I think the last one had the least amount of calls.
Yeah, I think they only had about 100, a little over 100 or something.
Yeah, and the other ones, I think, was the one before that was about 150.
Yeah.
So it just depends, I think, what gets people's juices going.
Yeah, exactly.
But the constants, obviously, was just
insane.
A nightmare, so... That had more calls, but I think just depends on if they call early, does that give them a better advantage? Like right after the show? I know the people on the West Coast have it hard because they haven't seen the episode yet. And we record before they actually see the episode. So they would their chance.
The best chance for you to get on the show, in my opinion, is Friday, if you call in Friday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Friday through Sunday. Because those are the ones I probably listen to the most, or the Friday through Sunday calls.
Now, I listen to what I do is I listen to the calls as many as I can.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard because there's so many emails, and I put a star by it.
Yeah.
There's a little button that you can star, and Jay goes back and listens to it and stuff like that. But there's also something we're doing in a couple weeks.
What is that?
We're doing a talk show podcast again.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday, April... I didn't write down the date.
April 19th, I think.
19th. At 8:30 p.m. East Coast time. If you have a theory, if you want to talk about Lost, April 19th at 8:30 p.m., you want to come and talk to you, we'll talk as long as you guys want. Won't be like 25 hours, but be a couple hours. You guys can come on there and talk about Lost, any theories you have, anything you want to talk about. It's your show. I think we might have a little Danielle debate.
Oh, yes, sir. Daniel Rousseau.
Daniel Rousseau debate, not Danielle. Not Danny. Danielle.
Okay.
Whatever it is, but that'll be on Talk Show. April 19th, 8:30 p.m. East Coast time.
All right. You ready to get in some calls?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is the first Sam play, 5 calls. Are you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go.
You know the names?
Nope.
All right.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Brian from New Jersey. This hiatus has me a little bored, so I've been hatching up a theory in my head, and I'm liking where it's going, so I'm going to run it by you guys, okay? Now, I haven't done my research yet, but I'm pretty sure there's a baseball player in the Hall of Fame with the name of Jacob. And if there isn't yet, there's sure to be one day. So we're going to presume for the time being that Jacob, the mysterious Jacob in the cabin, is a Hall of Fame baseball player. And that Ben, Benjamin Linus, is much like Ray Kinsella from the classic film Field of Dreams, where he can see this baseball player in his habitat, but no one else can, much like Ray Kinsella can see the players playing baseball on his field in Iowa, but nobody else can see him. So Ben is, you know, always taking these orders from this guy who no one else can see, except for apparently Locke, who, much like Terrence Mann in the movie, who is played by James Earl Jones, also comes to believe and can see and hear the people there. So pretty much, Jacob exists within his cabin, much like the players exist within their field here. And the end of the show, at the end of the final season, is going to end with Locke asking Ben, "Is this heaven?" And Ben's going to say, "No, John, this is Iowa." And we're going to pull back, and we're going to say the island is actually in the middle of a lake in Iowa. This theory is, of course, joking, but I thought it was kind of funny. Thought I'd share it with you guys. Hiatus is almost over. Hang in there. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Trevor's Blown Save from Denver. I was just rewatching Meet Kevin Johnson, and a theory, I think that there are several clues in that episode to show that it's Michael in the coffin. Think for a minute about what we know about the person in the coffin. I think there are like basically three things. Number one, we know what's in that obituary that Jack was reading that people have blown up. Number two, we know that the person was so unpopular that nobody showed up for their funeral. And number three, you know, we know that whatever Jack seeing the obituary caused him to want to kill himself. In the obituary, the person's name is Jay Entham or something like that, which means it's either someone we don't know or have not met, or it's one of the regulars operating under an alias. Well, we found out in Meet Kevin Johnson that even before Michael became Kevin Johnson, he was using an alias. His mother said he was using a false name. So it wouldn't shock me if we find out that that false name is, you know, Jeremy Bentham or something that fits the name in the obituary. Number two, the obituary said the person was from New York. We had that sort of throwaway line from Tom about Michael having gone back to Manhattan. It seems like sort of stick out there. And it struck me as sort of the equivalent of the line from Jin's flashback from a couple of weeks ago where the storekeeper referenced mentioned that it was the year of the dragon. It's sort of a line thrown in that doesn't really seem to fit, but it's a clue. So I think that that's a clue that we're talking about, you know, reinforcing the idea that Michael is from New York. Number three, there's a reference in the obituary to a doorman finding the body and seeing a beam. You can't read that whole sentence, but I think the only reason to mention the beam, and my presumption all along, is that he found someone hanging. So it was someone who killed himself. And we found out from this episode that Michael's been trying to kill himself. Tom said that the island wouldn't let him kill himself, but then he said, "Michael, you have a task to perform or you have something to do." The implication to me is clearly the notion that he can't kill himself unless and until he finishes the task he has. So the idea is if he finishes whatever it is he's supposed to do, then the island won't prevent him from killing himself. So my theory then is that Jack, reading the obituary, found out that whatever Michael's task was, and I presume his task had to do with preventing people from getting to the island, that meant that if he had successfully killed himself, he had completed his task, which is why Jack was distraught and wanted to kill himself. I think it seems fairly obvious that these clues are all stacking up and suggesting that Michael is, in fact, the person in the coffin. I mean, I've heard a lot of people also talking about that the obituary said that the person who died had a teenage son, which would obviously implicate Michael as well. He's the only character we've met that would have a teenage son in the future. But I took a look at the obituary again on Lostpedia, and I couldn't find any reference to a teenage son, so I'm not sure if that's accurate or not. Anyway, that was my theory, and I just thought I'd pass that along. Thanks.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Wendy, and I'm calling from Japan. Lost is huge over here, so it's good to keep up with it. So I've been listening for a while. I'm impressed with how well everybody remembers everything. Jeez, I don't know half the people you guys talk about. But so here's what I've been thinking. Now, I'm not sure where your prophecy theory came from about the son who kills his own father will rule the island or whatever. And I'm not sure if I agree with it or not, but for the sake of argument and for the sake of my new crackpot theory, let's say it's plausible. So if it's plausible, could he be a bit more equal opportunistic and say, like, a daughter who kills her mother or a child who kills her parent could also be part of the prophecy? And so if so, Ben could have taken Alex Russo for that purpose. So, like, it could either, A, keep him separated so that Ben could either keep the prophecy from coming true and that would keep himself in power, or B, it would give him the opportunity to raise Alex, like, his way and control when and where she kills Russo, because she wouldn't know Russo was her mother. Or also, you know, if she did rise to power, then Ben would be the strong guiding force behind her and she would be his puppet, wahaha, kind of thing. Or this could also explain why the others were so big on stealing all the kids, because they were, like, taking the kids first, I think. And so then they could, like, brainwash them, and so if one of them were in fact the prophesied one, then they would have them brainwashed and they could rule the island in a way that would be most beneficial to Ben or the others or whatever. Now, if we're going on the same line, it could also explain why Kate has Aaron. Because what if, you know, they found out about the prophecy and decided it was best to get Aaron away from his mother, from Claire, so he wouldn't kill her, whether accidentally or otherwise or whatever, and just get him away from the island. And so for Aaron's sake and well-being, as well as Claire, as well as for Claire, Claire's on the island, and Aaron is back in the U.S. But if that's the case, then taking Aaron from the island was probably not the best thing, because, you know, they got all caught up in the small picture, got to get Aaron away, blah, 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 and forgot the whole big picture about the fortune teller guy who said that Claire had to raise her son herself, otherwise it would be terrible for, like, the whole world or whatever, if I remember correctly. But so maybe the fortune teller knew that Claire had to be in close proximity to Aaron so that he could kill her, you know, setting the jungle on fire or something, and she was in it. And then, you know, whatever, and then he would take over the island and then how the island would become good or something, get away from Ben. Okay, so that's my prophecy crackpot theory. But it's only just the beginning. So next, I don't think Aaron's part of the Oceanic Six because he didn't officially survive the crash. He wasn't his own, you know, he hadn't been born yet. So he didn't officially survive the crash. So I don't think he'd be considered a survivor of that. He could be like a number. If it was like the Lost Island 8, then he could be part of that, but he wouldn't be part of the Oceanic Six. Okay. Next theory, I think Ben and Whitmore are working together. Is that his name, Whitmore? Working together, or were at one time, but now Ben's trying to break away and keep everything for himself. That's another theory. And now my roommate's theory, because we've been keeping notes. My roommate thinks that more people got off the island, and Ben's like, they've gotten given him new IDs and are sworn to secrecy or out of fear or something. They aren't allowed to talk about who they really are or their experiences on the island. And if they tell, then Ben was going to do something nasty, kind of like what's going on with Michael. But now this is the part of her theory that I really like. She thinks that Walt's nightmares that the grandmother was talking about, Walt's nightmares aren't really nightmares, but are actually out-of-body episodes where he's being transferred back to the island and he's seeing stuff of what's going on. Phew, okay, well, that was a good 4 minutes or so. Thanks a lot. I love listening to your podcast and look forward to the next one. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jan Jack. My name is Charles. I'm from Warren, Michigan. I was calling in about, first of all, I actually wanted to tell you I've been enjoying you guys' episode on iTunes and my iPod, the iPod Touch, actually. But I want to say you guys are great. I enjoy the show, and I like you guys' collaboration. And also, the, I like the fans, how they call in. They have some great theories. Just wanted to put that out there, too. But I was calling in reference to last season when Locke got shot and when he had a visit from Walt. And I guess Locke was about to try to kill himself with a gun. And blocks it. I mean, the walls, like, you know, don't do it. You know, you still have work to do. And the reason why I brought that up, because this season we saw that, first we saw Michael try and kill himself, BKA Kevin Johnson, was about to try to kill himself in the alley. And before he can, you know, do it, you know, before he can shoot himself, oh, I forgot the guy's name, but the gay dude came to him and was like, you know, hey, you know, you can't do it, the island won't let you do it. You still have work to do. And I don't know, I was just trying to see if there was some kind of link to that. I don't know if Walt has something to do with all that or what. Well, I was just trying to throw out a theory there and just trying to see if maybe you guys had thoughts on that. So it'd be great to hear from you guys. And, oh, also before I go to, I don't know if this, I just thought about this one about Hurley when he got a visit from Charlie, and Charlie was telling him that he, you know, they need your help. Basically, he still had work to do too. So I just want to know what's going on here. There's some type of connection here. So anyways, won't take up any more time. Thank you for allowing us to call in and talk about our theories and whatnot, and, you know, get some things out and talk to you guys. So you guys have a great day, and I hope to hear from you guys. All right, bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is John calling out of Nashville, Tennessee, but I am from around the Raleigh area. I'm here as a college student, but anyway, I just want to say I love listening to your podcast. I started listening to it this season, and it's really great. But, of course, right now we're on hiatus, and so I've been refreshing myself, rewatching seasons and episodes, and especially this season I've been rewatching those episodes, and I have a crazy, wild crackpot theory for Jack here. I noticed that with the flash forwards, it seems to me that they're all about consequences, and the main consequence being from Jack calling the freighter like Locke told him not to in season three, at the end of season three. My crackpot theory is that these really aren't flash forwards necessarily, as they're all, possibilities. I know this season we've really been playing around with the time, the timeline thing and all that jazz. And, you know, I've really been thinking, you know, what if these are just possibilities of what could happen if things don't change, you know? So maybe they don't really get off the island. Who knows? I don't know. But, you know, and I know the producers have said these really are flash forwards, but, you know, you're right. They've lied to us before. Let's say they won't lie to us again just to keep us going. But I hate calling somebody a liar. But anyway, so that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. So thanks, you guys. You guys have a great show. And I'm looking forward to after the hiatus is over. All right, you got to take care. Bye-bye.
So what do you think? Are the flash forwards possibilities? Because
I think they are.
With a theory who said, what was it, someone's theory about Michael, that his, that could just be what he...
Yeah, no, I think they are, Saul. They're not just what could be. I think they are what is going to happen.
You think that's what's
going to
happen?
That's what I think.
Everything that's happened is going to happen.
Exactly.
All right.
There's no changing it.
I'd have to back you up. I guess we'll go with what Michael said. You know, we can't trust him. Was it Charles that said the about the gun and about Tom and all that stuff? Do we know that the gun had a firing pin?
It is true.
Who's to say that the guy working the pawn shop wasn't working with Tom? I was watching that again today. I said, how do we know that they just didn't give him a gun that won't fire?
I
got to be honest with you. If someone handed me a gun,
yeah,
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I pull the trigger, doesn't work. I'm thinking, okay, it's the island. The island's working for me. And then Wendy, about how the son kills the father, he controls the island.
Uh-huh.
What if Alex, you know, she kills the father, she controls the island? She runs her campaign, and one of her commercials or one of her speeches, she gives a speech about how she survives sniper fire. And obviously, she could say that, right?
Sure.
I'm just saying, the last...
Be careful where you're treading.
I'm just saying, the last episode we saw she was found by sniper fire. Oh, it's just a joke.
Oh, man. Maybe this should be the last episode.
What? You got to shake Clinton's hand. Aren't you...
Yeah, I know. Sure.
I just thought it was funny.
Okay, all right.
I just thought it was funny.
Okay,
I hear people say something. I think of something that's been in the news lately and throw it out there. It's just, I'm just making a joke. And then we're going about people who get their calls played and stuff like that. Usually, if you have a name, Trevor's Blown Save, that call's not going to make it.
For future reference.
Just anything like that, or, you know, Chargers choke or something. Usually that call's not going to get on there. Not that we're biased about anything like that, but Trevor's Blown Save, still a little touchy with us. But no, he made some good points that I'm pretty sure now that Michael is the one in the coffin.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see who else. We're still getting emails from people who think it might be Saeed or Ben, but I'm pretty convinced now. He made great arguments. I think it's Michael.
Yeah, Michael. I think it's definitely Michael.
I hope not, because it just would be kind of like, oh, yeah, well, we all knew that anyway.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for that kind of twist, who it might be, someone we don't.
Well, yeah, it's more fun when somebody's like, oh, my God, I didn't even think them.
Yeah. But, well, it's Michael. And then Brian from New York. I'm sorry, New Jersey.
Uh-huh. Ooh, be careful.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't read my own writing here, but I remember it was New Jersey. The whole Field of Dreams thing. Now, I kind of like it. Now, who is from Iowa?
Isn't Kate from
Iowa? Kate is from Iowa.
Yeah.
So the show was originally supposed to center around Kate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe Brian's right. What do you think?
I think you are correct, sir.
Stop playing with your little Matchbox cars over there. I'm not kidding. He's playing with his Matchbox car. So what do you think? Field of Dreams? Kate?
No. No.
Super Kate of Dreams?
I think it's more of a joke theory, a funny joke theory, but no.
I think it was supposed to be a joke, but when I thought about it, no, Kate is from Iowa.
You would think it's a real theory.
I can't think.
No, I'm just saying. Are you ready for the next set of calls?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Carolina Brad calling from Arizona with a potential theory. I just want to say that I think it is fairly obvious, at least to me, what is going to make Super Kate come back to the island. That would be that her mother has cancer, incurable cancer, and she will take her mom back to the island, who, to tie in with Jack's theory, is Annie. So that will be a very interesting interaction when Annie and Ben meet up again, setting up Kate to potentially be Ben's daughter? Maybe? Maybe not? Anyways, love the show, and y'all have a great week, and I hope you can handle the no loss for a month. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Andy from Atlanta. Like the podcast, just wanted to chime in with my opinion about why Rousseau went with Carl and Alex to try to go to the Tempest. Y'all both were saying that you think there's no way she would go once Ben suggested it, but I think she would do it for the same reason that Michael killed Libby and Anna Lucia, which is, for her child. She was trying to protect Alex, I think, at all costs, no matter how dangerous it was. And so I think, obviously that cloud somebody's judgment sometimes when they're trying to protect their child. So I think that's what happened. I don't think she'll be dead, but I do think she was, going against her better judgment in order to try to save Alex. Thanks. That's my comment. Again, thanks for the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Gracie Cambridge. I love the podcast. I've got a theory. My theory on how Widmore had spies on the plane is just like we remember back when Crazy Bearded Jack says that he's been taking a lot of flights and hoping to crash. Perhaps Widmore had people on that plane doing the same thing, and that's how we have people among the cast that's the Losties already infiltrated. Okay, so that's my theory. A little shoddy on the end, but hope you like it. Maybe it'll make some sense.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jay from Boston. I just noticed in next week's trailer, or for the upcoming episodes for the season, that when the helicopter landed on the one helipad, you see on there are two helipads. So there were two helicopters. Naomi did crash her helicopter. So if you want to put that in the spoiler section, because I don't know if anybody really wanted to see that or not, but I just wanted to point that out, that there were two helipads and not one like we thought before. Well, great listening to your guys' show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Z in Santa Barbara. Just calling with some comments after your most recent podcast. There was a question about how many helicopters were on the freighter. Well, we see in screen caps from the Constant that there are two landing pads on the freighter, even though we've only seen one helicopter. So it looks like the producer is at least making it look like it's possible to have two helicopters on the freighter, even though there's not a lot of room there. About who's in the coffin, somewhere I had gotten the idea that it was revealed that whoever was in the coffin was an artist and survived by a teenage son. I think that could only be Michael. Living under an assumed name, the few of the Ocean Six that are there in Southern California that might conceivably go to his funeral, I really don't have much interest in it. So perhaps it's Michael in the coffin. And then on the subject of who shot Rousseau and Carl. Now, Jack had a theory that whoever it was wearing a Dharma jumpsuit. Well, we've only seen a few people wearing the jumpsuits lately. Mikhail, who claims to be the last surviving member of the Dharma Initiative, was wearing one. And someone else. I don't think we've seen any of the others wear them, but we have seen Roger Workman. So it's possible that the island won't let Roger die until his work is done. It's true enough that Vincent had his arm and we saw his head fall off, but the island does have some remarkable healing properties. And it's possible that it's Roger Workman there in the tall grass. Of course, the other theory is that it's either Kimi or Omar from the boat that Lapidus had dropped him off in the one helicopter we have seen. So that's my theory. I don't know if I would stick to it, but there you go. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep listening. Bye bye.
You know what? Thank you for those calls.
You know what? I think it could be Roger Workman, because remember the aim was off. So he was messing an arm and a head. So that's why it took him so many shots to.
Yeah, zombie season is season 7.
You don't think so? You don't think it'd be Roger Workman?
No, I don't.
And if it's Mikhail, I'm gonna tell you right now.
If it's Mikhail, I'm gonna be upset.
What if
I would be surprised.
What
if he was still alive somehow?
I'm just throwing it out there. What if it was Michael?
How did Michael do it?
We don't know. We don't know how much time's going on between the island and the boat. We don't know how much time. We don't know if Frank came back and said, hey. We don't know. He's not a great shot. Well, of course, Libby and
he got them.
And Anna Lucia would argue that, but
I'd say that would be surprising if it was Michael. But still, I don't know. I don't think that would work. But who knows? I guess
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay,
just throwing it out there. And let's see how many helicopters. Okay, I watched it again today, and Frank is talking to Naomi, and he says I should be going first.
Uh huh.
So. Does he mean first flying the helicopter, or were there two helicopters?
I guess, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of hints pointing to the fact that there was two helicopters.
Yeah, so maybe there were two helicopters? All right. And then Gracie said, let's see, Widmore had spies on the plane. Well, I always thought Cindy was part of the others.
Yeah, you did.
Or part of Dharma, or part of Widmore, or something like that. So that's possible.
It's a possibility.
I don't know if they were hired to crash.
Uh-huh.
But maybe they know they were going to survive the crash. Maybe they convinced them that if the plane crashed, they would survive, that the island wouldn't let them die.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way they... I mean, if you believe in a cause, you would do that, right? And then Carolina Brad from Arizona. Now, that's another way to get your call on the show. You reference Carolina, right?
No.
We're from Carolina, so...
No. I don't even say I'm from Carolina, quite honestly.
Really? You're that bitter? Are you upset because UNC lost in the final four.
Nope, I
and from, that and that the Hurricanes lost yesterday on the were eliminated in the same day.
I live in North Carolina, and I don't really have too much wrong with North Carolina, but I say I'm from San Diego. That's where I'm from, born and raised. Hmm. You can't even say you're born in San Diego.
No, I was born in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so I say I'm California, born and raised.
So what about the unsuper Kate? Well, I like the theory because it would mean that Annie is Kate's mom and that Kate would turn out to be Ben's daughter.
Yeah.
You love that theory, don't you?
It's not a bad theory.
I think it could be. So would Kate, you know, come back and say, okay, I want to save my mom. I need to get her back to the island.
I'd say that's a possibility.
And that they live happily ever after.
I'd like to see happily ever after, and I say, yeah.
Because they've obviously had a rocky relationship.
Yeah, they have had one.
You know,
yes.
Things are going, but Kate seems like she's turned her life around.
Yeah.
She's taken over Aaron somehow.
Yeah, kidnapped him.
But she's doing it in a way that she obviously loves him, cares about him. She was really concerned about him in the trial, didn't want to use him for propaganda and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So, for her cause, she said, I'll take the 10 years of, you know, I can't leave the state for 10 years, which is very unlike Kate.
It was.
So
she's going to stay put.
So that's a great theory.
All right. Let's get to the next set of calls here. Another chunk of five.
Chunk of five. Were you waiting for me to say it?
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Dawn O'War, and I'm calling I didn't make any more sense this time. I just called, and I'm calling again to say the same thing, only quickly and concisely. Now, I think that Ben sent Alex and Danielle and Carl out there on purpose, and that his people shot Danielle and Carl to get rid of them. I think that they were going to take Alex to the temple or the portal or wherever it is that Ben and his people, like Tom and Ethan and dude with the eyeliner, that they get off the island like through some weird portal somewhere. That's what I think. There's another way off, not just another way off the island, but I don't think that the boat was ever the way off the island. I think that the Oceanic Six are going to come off the island some other way. I don't know how Michael got off the island, but there had to be a place where Michael was instructed not to use his real name and identity, don't you think? Him and Walt, if they had just driven the boat, like, you know, into the Manhattan Harbor and said, woohoo, we're home, why would they have a cover story? Why would they have false identities? All right, so I'm saying that Ben, Michael somewhere met up with some people of Ben's who arranged paperwork and explained to him that he can't tell anybody where he's been. And it's the same with the Oceanic Six. That I'm saying that they have a cover story too. They don't have fake identities, but they've got a cover story too. I'm saying that the freighter is not the way for home. I never thought it was. All right. Anyway, I hope I made more sense the second time than I did the first time. All right. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Mike from Manhasset calling again with a couple of comments. I watched the repeat episode of the season premiere, and I noticed that Hurley, in his flash forward, said to Jack that he should have stayed with Jack's group, which shows something in the future that's going to go wrong. Maybe John is betraying their group, or I don't know, John does something, unlocks something to that group, or Hurley finally decides that he should have stayed with Jack. And kind of a comment/question, I heard the preview again for April 24th, which I'm very excited. Can't wait. I heard the monster, the security system in the background. I don't know if that was just me, but I thought I heard that, and it sounded pretty cool. It sounded like something big's going to happen. Security system's coming back. Hopefully we find out what that is. So hope I'm on, and great show. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Eric from Fresno. Just got myself a little crackpot theory regarding the shooting of Carl and Rousseau. I'm pretty sure Ben had a lot to do with that. So it would need to be someone who's kind of loyal to him. And after everything going on with Locke, about the only person I can think of that would still be loyal to Ben is Mikhail. And I figure since the sonic fence didn't kill him, a spear gun to the chest didn't kill him, what's to say a grenade from 3 feet away is going to kill him? So I think the person who shot Carl and Rousseau out in the jungle was Mikhail. That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Jason the Jackhammer from Virginia. Hey, a couple things. You, in your latest podcast, you were talking about, was Aaron one of the Oceanic Six? This has come up a couple times in the past. I don't remember which episode it was, but anyway, they said the Oceanic Six have been revealed, and they showed kind of quick flashes of the six, Kate, Jack, Saeed, Sun, and Aaron was one of the flashes, so I think it's pretty safe to assume that he is one of them. I think they were just trying to clear that whole debate up in that. I mean, maybe they're trying to fool us, I don't know, but I would say it's pretty safe to say that he is considered one of the six. The other one is kind of a weird theory just to throw out there. I think the name of the old movie was Trading Places. It was with Eddie Murphy and I don't remember who the other actors were, but anyway, it was two rich guys. In the beginning, they came up with a bet for like $1, and it was the whole movie was based on this bet. What if Widmore and Ben are two rich guys, and they're, whether they have a bet or maybe they're playing hide and seek? Maybe Ben is hiding from Widmore, and it's just kind of a friendly rich man board game of tag, if you will. I don't know if I'm going to say I'm going to stick to it, but just kind of a funny thing to throw out there. Thanks for the podcast. Later.
This happy, peppy song goes out to Jack. Ready? Okay. Each week, there's one thing to do. It's none other than the Lawson Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. Oh, yeah, it's Lost in Review. Woo! Toodles.
Now, see, especially when you end it with toodles. Isn't that more cheery? Doesn't that make you more excited about
that? Does that make you happier?
I think it does. I think it's, okay. Each week there's one thing to do, another than last review. Yours is kind of negative. Yours is like a downer. That was peppy. That was
something snappy.
Something snappy. Something with a smile.
Uh-huh.
Something toodles.
Okay.
Going to, was it Jay? It was Dan Aykroyd and Ralph Bellamy were in Trading Places.
Yes, great movie.
There was another person. Could it be Widmore and Ben? Could it be corporate, what are they? Were they mortgage brokers? Not mortgage brokers. Commodities traders? Could Ben and Widmore be commodities traders and they've got a bet for $1?
Dude, that would be pretty brutal.
At the end, maybe Jack and Kate go, oh, $1, because they end up taking over and they defeat Widmore.
Yeah,
and
I don't
Ben.
Know. I hope not. That'd be
or Locke would be better. Locke and Jack would be better because they've been pulled apart.
Yeah,
they are. Just like the characters from Trading Places. What do you think?
No, I'd hate it if that was actually the case. Just a little bet between that.
And we'd be Locke going, "Oh, Jack, I owe you $1." And then Mike Hurley. Let's see. Hurley should have stayed with Mike's camp, Jack's camp. So,
I'm reading Mike. Is this a new character?
Mike's a new guy. We're changing Jack's name to Mike.
Avoid confusion between you and Jack.
Exactly. I think there's no Mike on the island, right? There's no
Mike. No, Michael.
Michael. Michael. There's just no end to it. Sorry, Mike, you had your chance. So what do you think? Should Hurley have stayed with Jack the whole time? How does Hurley get back over there?
I don't know. I think that's a big question, is how does Hurley go back to
Jack's
side? Were they just all kind of brought separately from the different camps?
Now, do you think that my theory that I asked Jorge, that I think that he's going to be the one that brings Aaron back to Jack's camp? You think that's going to pan out?
Don't know.
You think it's possible, though?
I'd say it's possible.
Okay. Well, now why does he do that?
Because he's there in the camp, maybe Claire.
You get your wish and she dies?
Yeah.
You still haven't explained why you just have totally just...
She just annoys me now. I'm sorry. She's really annoying this season.
Really?
Yeah.
As pretty as she is. She...
And kind of last season, too. Just she's gotten... She was so hard on Charlie.
Well, she's been heartless.
Yeah. Well, first, she was always hard on Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, kicking him out of the house and stuff like that. Charlie's had a lot of troubles and a lot of issues, and she's ever
but,
sat
you know,
there
but,
and listened to
but
him.
But hold on a second.
Or
Charlie's
been supportive or anything?
Charlie's brought a lot of that on himself.
Because he lies, but...
Yeah.
But still, he opens up his soul and he says, I used to be a drug addict. I'm working at it. Was she there to comfort him? No, she automatically just kicked him out.
She does have pretty blue eyes.
So...
Come on.
I'm sorry. If it was going to be a real relationship, they should work together and try and solve their problems.
Well, Dr. Phil's not on the island. What do you want?
And she's just so annoying. It's like, I love you, Charlie. What are you doing, Troy? It's my baby.
What is her baby?
And
she...
And then Charlie dies and she cries for like 1 minute. And now it's like, whatever. It's me and my baby again. Don't talk about my baby.
Man.
She just annoys me. I'm sorry.
Wow. And so you'll be happy. Because season one, Claire, you love season one, Claire.
I love season one, Claire.
Season two, Claire, you still liked her. You,
yeah,
no, you did. You loved season.
I did.
Season three, Claire, started to, you didn't really talk about it, though.
No. But I was
feeling
it.
But season four, Claire.
You've
kicked her to the curb.
I've had it.
You've had it with season four, Claire.
I've had it with season four, Claire. I'm sorry.
But here's season... Okay, let's go look at Locke, your hero, the guy you love more than life itself.
Yes.
Okay, season one, I got to back you up. I love season one, Locke.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Season two, Locke, I wanted to slap him upside the head.
If you watch season two again, and I have, he's still like season one, Locke, until about probably like the middle of season
two. Well, until the button gets to him.
Well, yeah, and that's more about season two. Actually, it comes about when Ben gets introduced.
Right, so when Ben, because Ben played him.
Yeah.
Ben owns him.
Yeah.
So then, okay, but you still defended him. You still were behind season two, Locke.
It's still his story.
Now, you're saying Claire is very selfish, right?
Yes.
Only cares about her baby. Well, here's Locke, only cares about the island, but you're still supporting Locke.
Because I like his story better, I'm sorry. Claire just seems to be kind of whiny.
But Locke's kind of whiny.
A little bit, yeah, but he's dude.
But you're still
his dad threw him out of a window, and stole his kidney. I'm sorry, I'd be a little bit whiny too.
But you're
put me in a wheelchair for 4 years.
But you're still defending him. He's being selfish, just like Claire.
Because he has a more tortured past.
It doesn't matter. He's still being selfish.
Doesn't matter. I associate with him more.
Yeah, I just think you're just being a little hard on Claire here.
I am being a little hard. She just annoys the crap out of me.
Maybe, like people have said, she just mourns in a different way. She's just a little, she's still upset about Charlie dying.
But she just walks around, you know, daisies and like, da, 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 I'm doing the laundry. I'll make you some coffee.
Wow. Claire, I still like you. But I think you're gone. I think you're history. Eric said he thinks it's Mikhail again. I think
just won't die, but hopefully he is dead.
Maybe it's Kelvin. We never saw his carcass laying around, did we?
I guess we'll see.
He's a former guy. And then is it Don 01?
Yeah, Don 01 or something like that.
So the freighter is not the one how they get off the island. I could probably see that.
How do they get off? Helicopter won't be able to make any kind of distance.
No, it'd have to be something else. That doesn't look like that freighter. I don't know. There's only five episodes left.
Well, there's
that freighter's not a fast-moving freighter.
Remember, only six or Oceanic 6 get off.
Yeah, but I'm saying that freighter's not a fast-moving freighter, so
no.
They only have five episodes left.
Well, I'm sure maybe they'll show them, like, leaving. Like, doesn't necessarily we'll see them get, you know.
We're heading towards
exactly,
home?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, all right. And then we had a call I forgot to comment on. It was about talking about Russo, how she was there, and any parent would protect their child. And I pretty much agree with that, unless your child's name is Jay. I would think that's
throw
true.
Throw me out there.
No, but I think it was more. Wasn't so much that she went with the plan. She didn't question the plan. She just looked at Ben. I watched it. Like I said, I watched it again today. Ben says it, and she looks right into his eyes and goes, "Yes, we have to do that." It's like the old cartoons where it's like the person being hypnotized, little circles going. It's like he has a spell on her. It's bizarre. It just not to ask any. We'll talk about earlier about how Super Kate, you know, how we were complaining about she was a tattletale. Here we go back again. She doesn't ask any questions. She just goes.
Well, I think maybe after hearing what you know Miles said and stuff like that, you know that they aren't the good people, the good guys.
Okay, but come on.
I know.
It's
I'm just
Ben.
Kind of trying to
this guy has stolen your child.
I know.
Allegedly.
I know.
Allegedly. And all these things that supposedly happened to her, and she doesn't trust the other. She hates the other. She tortured Saeed because she thought he was an other, allegedly. All this stuff. She shot Ben in the back because he was a bad guy, an other.
Allegedly.
So all that stuff. All that stuff built up for 16 years. 16 years. And she doesn't ask any questions.
I know.
But yet you defend her too.
But you
kick Claire to the curb. Okay. I'm done.
Okay, good.
I'm done with my rant.
All right. Next set of calls?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Last set of calls, actually.
Wow, okay.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Justin from New Jersey. I tried calling before, but I got cut off, so I don't know much that actually recorded. Talking about your question that you guys raised for the new contest, and one of the questions was, will we see Cindy the flight attendant again? And I don't know if this counts, but have you guys been watching that new KFC commercial where they're all sitting around the table? Pretty sure the mom in the family is Cindy, flight attendant. So I'm going to say we are going to see her again because, I mean, if she's that hurting for work, she's going to be doing KFC commercials. I'm sure Damon and Carlton can, throw her a bone and write her into the series again or whatever. That's all I have to say. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Greg in Cincinnati. I was in New York last weekend, and I went to see the hit musical Spring Awakening. And I look into the program, and I'm looking at the bios, and one of them says that the actor was in Lost. And I say, oh, I'm a fan of Lost. Let me see which episode he was in. I look at the headshots. Well, it's Carl. Carl from Lost, Alec's boyfriend. And I go, hey, Carl got shot last Thursday. Oh, wait. That's why Carl got shot last Thursday, because he said, hey, producers, I'm going to be starring in a Broadway show. I want out. So they shot him. Just wanted to share that little bit of news, that tidbit. I don't know if you guys knew about it. And looking forward to your next podcast. Love listening. Thanks.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Dan from Harrisburg. I am just calling in with thoughts and questions. I've been thinking about Richard Alpert and his return to the show when seeing that Kane was canceled. I understand Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse are both saying that there'll be one appearance this season. I'm just curious, still curious, about what his role is and who he is, and was he part of the Black Rock? The other thing that comes into question that was Rousseau. Rousseau made a statement. She said early on she was part of a science vessel. What if the science vessel she meant was the Black Rock? I don't know how crazy this sounds, but what if there's more to the time shift than we suspect? What if she was part of that crew? I'm interested to hear about your thoughts on that. And again, as always, we love the show.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is James from Alpharetta. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm driving back to school right now. I'm kind of loud. But I was just listening to the podcast, the one about Danielle and Carl. Unfortunately, Carl's dead. That's good. Whatever. But you were talking about the shooter and how you thought you could see it in Lost interview there. And you're saying wearing a Dharma outfit, maybe some dark hair. And the only person I can think of that would kill somebody with a Dharma outfit and dark hair is our buddy Mikhail. So if he's alive, I have to be honest, I'll be a little upset. But he's died a number of times now and come back to keep killing people. So who knows? Maybe he's still alive and kicking. Ben's little puppy dog, and he just took out some people that Ben didn't like. Anyway, great podcast, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
My favorite part about James' call, Carl's dead. Whatever.
Poor Carl.
That's really the attitude I think everybody has.
I feel bad for Carl.
I don't think we've had one email saying, I wish they would have kept Carl around.
Yeah.
I wanted Carl's backstory. We need to know more about Carl.
Poor Carl.
Geez, it just...
It's tossed to the side.
Yeah. Maybe he worked in a water bottle factory or something like that. poor Carl. Man. But I was thinking.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I erased the episode, which makes me mad now.
Good job.
Wouldn't the credits on the opening credits, wouldn't the name of whoever was in the episode
I think they could leave that one out.
They leave that one? Are you sure?
Yeah, I think they could.
Are you sure?
Because they didn't appear on screen. It could be anybody, really, technically.
Well, we have a screenshot of them.
Well, but not like their actual face. They could just use an extra. They don't put the names of the extras.
That's true. Dang. Darn.
All right.
And then Dan, Richard Albert. Alpert. Mm-hmm. I'm upset that Kane was canceled. I watched it.
I'm kind of glad, though, because now he gets to come back to Lost.
But I really like Kane, though. I thought it was a good show.
I didn't like it that much.
I liked it. I thought it was good. What do you think? What is his role?
I think he's going to be the shooter.
You think he's going to be the shooter?
Yep.
Wow. That's a bold statement by you.
I say Richard Alpert is the shooter.
Well, that would be cool. Well, we've never seen him shoot, but they don't shoot. He doesn't shoot. They're the good guys. Yeah. They don't shoot people.
I guess we'll have to see.
I don't know. But he was that the same call where he said, where Dan said that Rousseau might have been on the vessel?
Maybe. I think so. I can't remember.
Or maybe Rousseau's just lying.
Well,
you think
I can't wait for a Danielle debate.
You think she could have been on the Black Rock?
Huh?
You think she could have been on the Black Rock?
No.
No, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
She looks kind of piratey.
No, I think it's just a lack of washing her hair
for 16 years. And Carl, Greg said, is in a play.
Yeah.
A musical.
Good for him.
So
I think it was less, I'm in a play, so cut me off, or more is like, well, I don't have this to do anymore, so I'm going to go be in a play in New York.
Well, maybe that's why they killed him off. But,
I don't think it's why they killed him off. I honestly don't think.
Maybe it's just because people just don't, like James said, Carl's dead.
Whatever.
Can you imagine being the only character on Lost that's ever been killed off that people said that nobody cared?
Yeah, I know.
Nobody?
I think we'll just call this episode Carl's dead.
I mean,
whatever.
Look at Scott and Steve. Which one's dead? Is it Steve or Scott? I can't remember. People care about them.
I know.
And I don't think one of them didn't even have a line, right?
I think they both had like
they
one
both
line
had like one line.
Read, yeah,
people care more about Scott or Steve dying than they do Carl.
Like, it was like I'm Scott and I'm Steve or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or he's Scott, he's Steve.
Yeah,
but people care more about them dying than they do
poor Carl.
Poor Carly.
Wow. That's what happens when you're a whiny Luke. Episode 4.
And then Justin, the actress who plays Cindy, is doing a KFC commercial.
She is. I've seen it.
I have seen it.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to work for KFC, so I'd rather do a commercial for KFC than actually have to work for them again.
All right.
That's just me.
Uh-huh.
Do you think so? You think she's hurting for money or
no?
I think they make a lot of money doing those commercials,
I mean,
don't they?
Nationwide commercials. Each time that commercial's played, that's good money.
Yeah.
So.
And probably got all the chicken.
Probably
all the chicken they could
and
eat.
And it's probably not that much, you know, work, you know. And
you think it's like a day shoot?
Yeah. Well, it's probably like a day's worth of shooting.
Did they even
have
any
lunch?
She was just passing around chicken, wasn't she?
Huh?
She was just passing around chicken, wasn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's probably not too much work, and it's easy. I mean, I don't know if it's easy money, but compared to working on Lost, it's probably easier.
Like Damon and Carlton could throw her bone, like Justin said, maybe like a chicken bone.
No, I mean, I think actors, a lot of actors, they all do commercial work, too, like in between, because no matter what kind of actor you are, unless you're like Tom Hanks or whatever, you're going to have like lulls where you don't have work.
So. Yeah, there's only a small percentage that make a lot of money acting.
Yeah, exactly. So. Gotta do what you
I've seen
do.
Her. She was in a car commercial last year, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's in a lot of things.
Yeah.
She shows up in a lot
she's everywhere.
Places.
You know why? Because she's an other. She can't be trusted.
All right. Is that all the things?
No, I just debating on who. So you think it's Richard Albert who shot?
Yes, that's
and
what I think.
And you throwing that out today, and I'll say as a crackpot theory, I'll say Michael. So you're saying Richard Albert.
I'm saying Richard Albert,
who's a good guy and doesn't kill anybody.
Well, who knows? Oh, I was talking to one of our listeners on AIM, and she said. That she thought it was Harper that's the shooter.
Harper. That's another good one.
Yeah. So, kudos to her.
You know, what we should have done is had a poll on our message board. Who's the shooter?
Well, great. Think of that now. We already made the show.
That's true.
We'll see that for next whatever.
Well, you know, people can do that on our live podcast.
Yes, we can discuss. Who do you think the shooter is?
Who do you think the shooter is?
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right. All right, that's our show for this weekend.
Yes, and we're not having one next weekend because we're going to be out of town.
In Pennsylvania.
We're in the Keystone State.
But if you'd like to give us a call, it's a call 206-309-0311.
Call anytime!
Okay, 206-309-0311. Call anytime. We lost questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out jandjack.com with all information related to the show. Also, remember, our last sponsor last Monday was audible.com. If you'd like to get a free book, and
it's free, guys. You can't beat free.
Free downloaded book. check out audiblepodcast.com/lost, and you can pick up a lot of books, and I have a lot of books that have appeared on the show Lost, and instead of having to read them, you can just listen to them on your way to work during this hiatus. I think it's a pretty cool idea. So
it's
check
free.
Out yeah, and it's free. audiblepodcast.com/loss.
And you can't beat free.
Yes, and hopefully we can get Jack a headphone with
yeah. two. My ear is killing me right now. I feel like well, that must have been what happened to Van Gogh.
Yeah?
He just couldn't his headphones weren't working.
He's
doing
a podcast and his headphones
he just couldn't
broken.
Take anymore. I just cut this ear off. And also we have there's a thing going on the message board started by Uncle Igmar. He asked for see if it was okay. Now, we're not voting on it. Jane, I don't know if you know about this. Do you know anything about it? Of course not. You don't join the board. You go to that karma thing. So,
God forbid.
That's all you do. I stay out of the karma wars myself. But anyway, it's under the Your Lost Theories. It's the top one on the top thread on there. It's the Crackpottiest Theories Contest.
Okay.
And it's going through the whole hiatus. They're going to pick one, and then we'll announce the winner. On, like that first Monday podcast after the thing.
Uh-huh.
That's not voting. We're not. It's not Jay and Jack. We're not voting on it.
Okay.
It's not part of any contest we're doing. They're doing it, and I've read them. Some are pretty crackpotty, and they're pretty good out there. Also, the season 4, part 2 contest. Some questions going on. It's its own separate contest. It's not what happened in the first 8 episodes. I've gotten this quite a few times. It's what's happened. What happens in the next 5? The last 5 episodes, and if the fifth one is a two-parter, that's one part. That's one episode. There's only 5 episodes. So, what, Jay? You having a heart attack over there? Because we've had people sending questions. Do I count the first 8 episodes? No. This is its own separate contest. Also, send it to lostlpcontest@gmail.com. lpcontest@gmail.com.
I'll translate because he's getting the southern accent. It's quite ridiculous. LP contest.
lpcontest@gmail.com. If you send it to jayandjack@gmail.com or lostpodcast@gmail.com, you'll get a little friendly note from me. Well, maybe not from Jay and Jack, but from me saying, you need to send this. It will not count. It will not count, guys. You have to send it to the lpcontest@gmail.com. Also, the marathon podcast we do, I think we're up to about $4,400
raised. We're almost to our $5,000 goal by April 15th.
You can still donate. You can still send a check to P.O. Box 40716, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27629. Make it out to Autism Speaks. We're pretty close to $5,000. We're pretty excited about that. And also, the Talk Shoe podcast we're going to do on the 19th of April, April 19th at 8:30 p.m. It's going to be, we'll have a little debate about Danielle Russo, how she's a liar, and everyone agrees with that. And also, your theories about who the shooter is, whatever, it's your chance. For if you didn't, if never got your phone call played, it's your time to shine. You can call up. It's your show. We'll go as long as there's people talking, as long as people have conversation going on, we'll go as long as we can.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 hours or so. But it's whatever you guys want to talk about, we will talk about.
Very cool.
And I think that's all I have here on my list of things to do.
All right. So we'll see you guys April 19th, 8:30. TalkShoe.com. I'll put a link up on the front page.
Hopefully there'll be no dogs barking.
Yeah, hopefully. And we'll see you guys there. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.